Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if it wasn't for alcohol, would any of us ever have got the snog? Nonetheless, young Irish people are ignoring this rock-hard certainty and going in for sober dating, where apparently they can be their most authentic self. Sounds horrible. The journalist Aideen O'Connell has been investigating this. Afternoon, Aideen.
Hi, son. How are you doing?
What's wrong with them?
What's wrong with sober dates or what's wrong with people in general?
What's wrong? Well, there's a series of questions there, but let's just start with people who go for sober dating. What joy has been robbed from their lives that they have to go stone cold sober to meet somebody they're probably not going to like?
I know. So I have very mixed feelings on sober dates. I've been on a few of them over the years, and I do think they're a form of hell on earth. Like, I have to say, I think first dates in general are bad enough without having alcohol included. But there's a real shift, I suppose, with young people in general. This is part of a wider, I think, lifestyle change. Younger people are definitely drinking less. They're not going to the pubs as more. Even like, say, when I started college, which was 10 years ago, I think drinking habits have completely changed from what we would have done. People are healthier. They're much more into wellness. They're more aware maybe of the effects of alcohol. So I suppose it's just natural that that has now moved into the realm of dating and love.
Yeah.
I'm all gone sober.
Okay, but there seems to be a context with that. Even if the person does drink, whether it's a lot or occasionally, they're not going to go for a first date sober.
Yeah, the thing. So I have done. There's one in particular that stands out to me. I went on a sober date in Dublin, I think, I want to say 2 years ago. I was freshly single at the time. I had no idea what I was doing. And he walked me like a dog around Dublin City. Like, I think I backed up 14,000 steps.
Wow.
It was horrific.
Did you have to wear a lead? You put a vision in my head now.
And it was for coffee. And I suppose the idea is that you're putting forward like your authentic self when you are sober. Now I can see the point, but I am consumed by nerves. Like, on these sober dates, like, they're awful. So I don't think I'm coming across authentically at all. Like, I actually think I'd be better with at least like one gin and tonic. You know what I mean?
Well, no, but exactly. Kind of, but you know the way, like, you might meet somebody when they're sober and then they get a few drinks in them and you go, whoa, that's what you're really like. So, you know, authentic self-me-hoop. That's like, I'm going to control all my crazy so you won't see it until later on when it's too late.
Yeah, so I'm trying to put a stop now to, like, sober dates. If I am going on dates, I try to make sure, you know, like, that it's just a drink in a pub. I feel safer in those settings. I kind of know the lay of the land, you know, I know to get out of them. Like, if you're walking around like St. Stephen's Green, which I did, I think we walked St. Stephen's Green twice on that date. Like, I don't really know, so I don't know how to leave the situation. You know, if you're out for a drink, you can kind of say, oh, I'm going to meet friends. Like, it's just a lot more awkward. But you do notice it on dating apps, and when you get talked to people, like, they are pushing for the sober dates. And, like, men in particular in Dublin, their main thing on Hinge, like, one of the prompts is, like, you know, what's your, like, perfect weekend day? And all they say is coffee and a walk. Like, I'm like, do you do anything else with your lives?
Oh, gosh, coffee and a walk.
And
is the expectation, Aideen, that, like, the first date will be sober, it'll be coffee and a walk? What's the second date?
That's kind of it, yeah. That's the kind of the way it's going. And then I suppose the second date, but to be honest, I haven't got past the first date. Second date to get more this, but I, like, people, like, so go to the, like, cinema, are they still doing that in this day and age? It's a lot of walking. Friends that have progressed beyond the first date, it seems to be a lot of walking. And then going for food, it's not really like going to the pub anymore.
Yeah.
And I suppose then it's strange, like, when you are out, like, what I've noticed anyway on nights out, people don't talk to each other anymore. Like, that is another kind of issue here. And you'd think it'd be easier, you know, a little bit inebriated, that you get the courage to talk to someone. But people in general on nights out now are not going up to one another. Like, I actually saw someone the last day say, we need to bring back, like, the disco mentality where, like, you go up to someone, you're like, will you shift my friend? That kind of idea, like, I think we need to bring back a lot of that. But I suppose people are on these nights out and they're kind of realizing, well, I can't really meet anyone in an alcohol setting, so I'll just take it out altogether and we'll go sober. So yeah, it's ever popular.
Aideen, you've just come up with a brilliant business idea where you have these dating events where everybody goes with their friend and then you don't approach the person you like the look of. You send your friend over and say, my friend likes you.
Idea.
What do you think? And what you do is you have a bike shed out the back or different stages of how far you're prepared to travel outside the building kind of thing.
100%,
that's genius.
Yeah, and
then
go around the
city.
It's such a good idea. And you're guaranteed the shift at least.
You're guaranteed the shift at least. And the friend can go, I know you said you liked him, but oh my God, no. Yes. You don't want to do that. Yes. The halitosis will kill you.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
But like people, run clubs are like much more popular now. Like that's a real thing for meeting people I hear. And not that I'm going to join a run club. There's a lot more like sober dating events popping up here and there. So there's a real shift. But I think like I would like to know what a person is like having a drink, you know, and in that sort of setting.
Yeah.
I need to know, I suppose you have to see if your social lives, you know, are going to gel. And as you say, like you see two different sides, then you kind of see the normal side for the first two drinks and then maybe it goes a bit weird.
Yeah.
But it gives you a good judge of character. That's what I feel.
Did you say rowing clubs?
No, running clubs.
Oh, running clubs. Sorry. I had this vision of all these people with massive shoulders all trying to get off with each other.
Won't be going to a run club anyway because I think if a man was to find me attractive from a run club, I'd be like, there's something wrong with him.
Aideen, well, there'd be something wrong with him if he didn't, Aideen. Aideen, thanks a million as ever. That was the journalist Aideen O'Connell there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.